Have you ever found yourself struggling with difficult people, overwhelmed by challenging relationships, or feeling drained by constant misunderstandings? Perhaps you've wondered why some interactions leave you feeling inspired and energized, while others drain your patience and peace. You're not alone. Human connection is an intricate dance, rich, nuanced, and profoundly essential to our very being. Every interaction is like a delicate thread woven into the fabric of our lives, carrying immense potential to either uplift or unsettle us, to build deep intimacy or create painful isolation. But what if you could possess the secret key to effortlessly harmonizing with others, transforming even the most challenging relationships into opportunities for growth, understanding, and connection? Within these chapters lies that extraordinary secret, handed down through generations from the ancient Stoics, who truly mastered the art of human interaction. Are you ready to embark on a journey to unlock this transformative wisdom and revolutionize the way you deal with people? Chapter 1. Understanding Human Nature. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of accepting people exactly as they are, rather than as you wish or hope them to be. Marcus Aurelius famously counseled, "When you wake up in the morning, tell yourself, the people I deal with today will be meddling, ungrateful, arrogant, dishonest, jealous, and surly." His intention wasn't to promote pessimism or acceptance of poor behavior, but rather to encourage realistic expectations and emotional resilience. Every individual acts according to their own unique nature, shaped by their personal experiences, fears, desires, and struggles. By truly grasping this, you can reduce disappointment, frustration, and anger in your interactions. Instead of reacting impulsively or defensively, you can approach each encounter with calmness, compassion, and clarity. Next time someone irritates or offends you, consciously pause and reflect that their actions might feel like personal attacks, but deep down, they're attacking themselves. They are revealing their own inner demons, insecurities, and flaws. Their behavior is a reflection of their character, not yours, an indication of their own weaknesses. Remember, weak individuals seek validation by tearing others down, while strong individuals lift others up. Use these moments as powerful opportunities to deepen your understanding of human nature, cultivating patience, empathy, and emotional maturity. Chapter 2. Mastering Your Emotions. The Stoics deeply understood that much of the pain and frustration we experience in relationships originates not from the events or people themselves, but from our emotional responses. Epictetus famously advised, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." This insight highlights a profound truth. The power to shape our experiences and relationships lies firmly within our grasp, resting entirely on how we manage our emotions. Our emotional reactions often cloud our judgment, making situations appear more troubling or provocative than they truly are. By mastering emotional self-control, you gain a formidable shield against manipulation, provocation, and needless conflicts that drain your energy, diminish your effectiveness, and disrupt your peace. Emotional mastery doesn't mean suppressing your feelings. It means understanding them deeply, recognizing their triggers, and choosing consciously how to respond rather than react impulsively. When you find yourself triggered by someone's words or actions, pause and take a deliberate moment to reflect. Silently counting to five or taking a slow, deep breath might seem simple, yet this brief pause can dramatically shift the entire dynamic of an interaction. These few seconds offer your mind essential space to reclaim rationality and clarity, preventing impulsive, emotionally driven reactions that you might regret later. Over time, this disciplined approach not only becomes second nature, but profoundly reshapes your character, allowing you to approach interactions thoughtfully and intentionally. With consistent practice, emotional self-control will not only reduce unnecessary conflicts, but will also enhance your relationships, boost your resilience, and grant you a deeper, more authentic sense of inner strength. Chapter 3. Dealing with criticism and insults. Criticism is inevitable, yet choosing to feel offended is entirely within your control. Seneca wisely observed, "We suffer more often in imagination than in reality," highlighting how often our emotional pain arises not from actual events, but from how we interpret them. If someone's words are harsh or seem hurtful, it's important to realize that their opinion only gains strength if you allow it to hold weight. The power to remain unaffected or positively impacted by criticism resides with you alone. To effectively handle criticism, make a deliberate effort to distinguish between constructive feedback that can help you grow and mere personal attacks designed to provoke or belittle. When faced with criticism, pause and thoughtfully ask yourself, is there any valuable truth or lesson within these words? If so, embrace it as a useful tool for improvement and personal growth. However, if you find nothing constructive or beneficial, view it as noise devoid of meaning, undeserving of your energy or emotional investment. Remember, the ability to discern genuine insight from meaningless negativity is a powerful skill that not only protects your emotional health, but also fosters resilience and personal strength. Chapter 4. The Power of Empathy. Seneca wisely observed, "To forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover that the prisoner was you." The Stoics were strong advocates of empathy, cultivating the ability to genuinely see and feel the world from another person's perspective. Marcus Aurelius often emphasized the importance of reminding oneself of our shared humanity, recognizing that beneath every conflict lies common ground, universal fears, dreams, and desires that bind us together. Empathy isn't merely an emotional skill, it's an invaluable bridge to deeper, more authentic connections, allowing us to move beyond superficial interactions and engage meaningfully with others. It paves the way for more effective communication, fosters mutual understanding, and transforms conflicts into opportunities for growth and harmony. The next time you find yourself embroiled in disagreement or tension, intentionally pause and envision the situation through the eyes of the other person. Reflect deeply by asking yourself, what underlying fears, insecurities, or desires could be influencing their behavior? By doing this, you shift your mindset from opposition to understanding, melting away hostility and creating an atmosphere of compassion and cooperation. Empathy, in essence, turns conflicts into connections and disagreements into dialogues. Chapter 5. Setting Healthy Boundaries. Stoicism advocates strongly for clarity, firmness, and consistency in establishing boundaries, emphasizing that this should always be done without anger, resentment, or bitterness. Epictetus famously remarked, "Freedom is the only worthy goal in life. It is won by disregarding things beyond our control." This freedom includes liberation from the emotional turmoil that often comes from feeling obligated to please others at your own expense. Clearly, communicating what you will and won't accept from others is essential to maintaining your inner peace and ensuring mutual respect and understanding. When you set clear boundaries, you honor your personal values, safeguard your mental and emotional health, and simultaneously offer transparency and respect towards others. Practice calmly and firmly saying no when faced with unreasonable demands or expectations, recognizing that each time you do this, you reinforce your integrity and authenticity. Remember, setting healthy boundaries is not an act of selfishness. Rather, it's a profound act of respect for both yourself and those around you, fostering genuine relationships built on honesty and mutual understanding. Chapter 6. Handling difficult people. Dealing with difficult individuals can significantly test your patience, composure, and overall character. Marcus Aurelius advised reframing your perception by viewing challenging people not as obstacles, but as valuable opportunities to practice virtue, patience, and personal growth. The Stoics believed that every difficult encounter presents a meaningful chance to develop resilience, wisdom, and self-control. Instead of succumbing to irritation or frustration, approach these moments as practical lessons, sharpening your emotional intelligence and inner strength. Each challenging person you encounter is essentially a teacher in disguise, offering valuable insights into human behavior and the opportunity to become a more patient, compassionate, and resilient individual. Identify the difficult individuals in your life and mentally prepare yourself before interactions by reminding yourself clearly and deliberately. Their behavior gives me a powerful chance to strengthen my patience, deepen my understanding of human nature, and build enduring resilience and emotional maturity. While patience and empathy are powerful tools in handling difficult people, the Stoics also recognized there are moments when an assertive or even defensive response is necessary and justified. Assertiveness, in the Stoic view, isn't about aggression, dominance, or overpowering others. Rather, it's about clearly, firmly, and respectfully upholding your values, dignity, and personal boundaries. There are times when someone's actions, whether intentional or not, cross a line, becoming harmful, disrespectful, or threatening to your well-being and peace. In these moments, asserting yourself becomes not just appropriate, but essential. Calmly and respectfully communicating your boundaries helps protect your emotional and mental integrity, while clearly signaling to the other person that certain behaviors cannot be tolerated. It's vital to remember that assertiveness is not the same as aggression or emotional retaliation. Instead, it involves measured, thoughtful communication designed to safeguard your integrity, preserve self-respect, and clarify your expectations. Employing assertiveness appropriately also strengthens your relationships as it sets clear boundaries, fosters mutual respect, and reduces ambiguity or confusion. Ultimately, asserting yourself wisely aligns perfectly with Stoic virtues by reinforcing personal integrity, self-respect, and the courage to stand firmly yet compassionately in defense of your principles. Chapter 7. Influencing others wisely. The Stoics deeply understood that genuine influence is rooted firmly in one's character, consistency, and unwavering integrity, rather than manipulation or superficial charm. Seneca insightfully remarked, "You can only control yourself and your reactions, not others," reminding us of the essential truth that attempting to force change in others is often futile and counterproductive. Rather than trying to persuade or control others, the Stoics advocated for self-control, believing that when you manage your own responses thoughtfully, others naturally respond positively in turn. True power and influence come naturally when you authentically embody your core values and principles consistently over time. This authenticity isn't merely about occasional acts of virtue. It requires continuous effort, discipline, and commitment to living in alignment with your highest principles, even when no one is watching. People are inherently drawn to and inspired by genuine authenticity, stability, and sincerity. Recognizing instinctively when someone operates from a place of true integrity rather than self-serving motives. Instead of relying on persuasive speeches, eloquent arguments, or charismatic manipulation, prioritize demonstrating your values through consistent, meaningful actions and behaviors. This approach builds lasting trust and respect as people observe your character in action rather than merely hearing your intentions. When your deeds align clearly and unmistakably with your words and beliefs, you become a powerful, trustworthy example that others willingly follow and admire. The greatest leaders and influencers throughout history have inspired not by preaching or convincing through mere words alone, but by quietly, patiently, and consistently exemplifying the virtues they advocate. In doing so, they ignite authentic change, foster enduring respect, and profoundly impact those around them by demonstrating that true influence emerges from a place of genuine character and moral integrity. Chapter 8. Listening to understand. Listening attentively, according to the Stoics, is more than just a polite habit. It's a profound demonstration of genuine wisdom, humility, and deep respect. Epictetus emphasized the critical importance of careful listening, famously advising that wise individuals listen much, speak little. Effective listening transcends simply hearing words. It involves fully engaging your presence, absorbing both the explicit message and the emotional undertones beneath the surface. Active listening validates others' perspectives, acknowledges their experiences, and honors their dignity. By consistently practicing attentive listening, you not only build trust, but also create a safe, supportive space where others feel genuinely heard and valued. This powerful act fosters deeper connections, strengthens mutual understanding, and effectively diffuses potential hostility or misunderstandings before they escalate. In everyday conversations, actively practice deep listening by intentionally directing your full attention to the speaker, maintaining meaningful eye contact, and demonstrating genuine interest through your body language, facial expressions, and vocal affirmations. Show engagement through subtle cues like nodding, leaning slightly toward the speaker, or responding with encouraging phrases like, "I see," "I understand," or "That makes sense." Periodically repeat or summarize what the other person has shared, confirming your understanding and reassuring them that their message has been genuinely heard and deeply appreciated. Ask open-ended, thoughtful questions to encourage further elaboration, signaling clearly that you value their insights and are committed to truly understanding their perspective. This active engagement not only ensures clarity and minimizes misunderstandings, but profoundly communicates your respect, empathy, and sincere desire to connect on a deeper level. Over time, practicing this disciplined, intentional listening becomes natural, dramatically enhancing your relationships, interactions, and even your ability to influence others positively. You will find yourself becoming more perceptive, empathetic, and insightful, capable of responding thoughtfully and compassionately, even in challenging conversations. As your ability to genuinely connect and engage with others expands, your relationships will flourish, becoming richer, deeper, and significantly more rewarding in every area of your life. Chapter 9. Resolving conflicts calmly. Conflict resolution is a key Stoic strength, deeply rooted in self-control, wisdom, and emotional maturity. Marcus Aurelius advised, "Reject your sense of injury, and the injury itself disappears," emphasizing that our perception of being wronged often magnifies the conflict more than the incident itself. Stoicism teaches the importance of maintaining calmness and objectivity during disputes, allowing for clearer thinking and the development of peaceful, constructive solutions. By actively avoiding emotional escalation, you not only preserve your inner peace, but also foster an environment conducive to genuine dialogue and mutual understanding. The Stoics recognized conflict not merely as a source of stress, but as an opportunity to practice virtues such as patience, empathy, and resilience. Each conflict is a moment to demonstrate your character, fortitude, and willingness to pursue harmony over discord. During conflicts, intentionally lowering your voice, slowing your speech, and consciously choosing your words carefully sends a powerful message of peace, respect, and reconciliation. Additionally, clearly acknowledging the perspectives and emotions of others involved can help diffuse tensions and build trust, paving the way toward a collaborative resolution. If tensions persist, take a step back, allowing yourself and the other party some breathing space to recalibrate emotionally. Emphasize mutual interests and shared goals, reinforcing that your ultimate aim is not victory or domination, but mutual understanding and respect. Practicing stoic calmness and thoughtful reflection in conflicts demonstrates your commitment to harmony, maturity, and growth, enabling you to handle disagreements gracefully, effectively, and constructively, even under significant pressure. Chapter 10: Accepting What You Can't Change. Accepting things beyond your control, especially people's behavior, is crucial to stoicism. Marcus Aurelius advised clearly distinguishing between what is and isn't within your power, emphasizing that trying to control external circumstances or the actions of others is a direct path to frustration and unhappiness. Practicing acceptance allows you to let go of unnecessary burdens, significantly reducing stress, anxiety, and emotional turmoil. Rather than resisting reality, embrace the freedom that comes from acknowledging the limits of your influence. When faced with challenging circumstances or difficult individuals, pause and genuinely ask yourself, "Can I truly control or influence this situation?" If the honest answer is no, consciously shift your mindset towards releasing the emotional attachment. By doing so, you reclaim your peace, channeling your energy, and focus only on aspects you can influence, your own reactions, decisions, and attitudes. Over time, practicing this stoic discipline will enhance your resilience, clarity, and emotional freedom, enabling you to navigate life's complexities with grace and equanimity. Chapter 11: Managing Expectations. Stoicism teaches the powerful practice of managing expectations when interacting with others, recognizing that unrealistic expectations often lead directly to frustration, resentment, and unnecessary conflict. Marcus Aurelius famously emphasized, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts," highlighting the profound impact our inner narrative has on our emotional experiences. Often, feelings of disappointment arise not from the actual behavior of others, but from the gap between reality and our idealized expectations. When we expect others to always behave ideally, we inevitably set ourselves up for repeated disappointments, harming our relationships and personal peace. To avoid such unnecessary frustration, actively cultivate realistic expectations by basing your assumptions on observable behaviors, clear evidence, and past experiences rather than hopeful ideals or wishful thinking. Accepting that people are inherently imperfect and will not always act precisely as you prefer is essential. It's not only natural, but entirely expected that people will sometimes disappoint you, misunderstand you, or behave differently than you would choose. Embracing this reality does not mean accepting poor behavior, but rather it means approaching interactions with empathy, patience, and a clear-eyed understanding of human nature. When you consciously release unrealistic expectations, you create space for deeper, more genuine, and harmonious interactions that are built on acceptance and mutual respect. Before engaging with someone, gently remind yourself that their behavior might not align perfectly with your ideals, and that's entirely acceptable. This simple act of acceptance significantly reduces stress, anxiety, and dissatisfaction, allowing for greater emotional stability, improved communication, and enhanced overall relationship quality. Chapter 12: Practicing Forgiveness. As mentioned in Chapter 4, Seneca wisely observed, "To forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover that the prisoner was you." Forgiveness, according to Stoicism, isn't about excusing bad behavior or pretending the harm never occurred. Instead, it's about liberating yourself from the heavy burden of lingering resentment, bitterness, and emotional pain. Seneca wisely observed, "Anger, if not restrained, is frequently more hurtful to us than the injury that provokes it." Holding on to grudges, bitterness, and unresolved anger consumes immense emotional energy, sapping your strength and poisoning your inner peace. Over time, such negative emotions harm you far more deeply than the initial wrongdoing, preventing emotional healing and stifling personal growth. Forgiveness, therefore, is an essential Stoic virtue, empowering you to reclaim your emotional freedom and restore clarity to your life. To genuinely forgive, begin by honestly acknowledging and processing your emotions. Understand that feeling hurt or betrayed is natural and valid, yet dwelling on these feelings indefinitely is harmful. Once acknowledged, consciously choose to release your resentment, deciding not to allow past hurts to define your present or future interactions. This conscious act of forgiveness breaks the destructive cycle of bitterness and grants you the emotional freedom necessary to live fully and joyfully. Next time someone wrongs you, rather than becoming trapped in the debilitating cycle of anger, resentment, or bitterness, calmly remind yourself, "Forgiveness frees me far more than it frees them." Remember, holding on to resentment doesn't punish the other person. It imprisons your heart and mind, restricting your ability to experience joy, peace, and emotional freedom. Forgiving isn't about forgetting or approving the harm done. Instead, it's a deliberate, powerful act of reclaiming your emotional autonomy and inner peace. Far from indicating weakness, forgiveness demonstrates profound strength and resilience, enabling you to approach life's inevitable difficulties with enhanced wisdom, compassion, and clarity. By choosing forgiveness, you empower yourself to rise above negativity, cultivate healthier relationships, and move forward confidently, guided by grace rather than grudges. Chapter 13. Recognizing Manipulation. The Stoics advocated deep awareness, wisdom, and emotional insight in recognizing and effectively responding to manipulation. Epictetus strongly emphasized vigilance and self-awareness, advising, "Know first who you are, and then adorn yourself accordingly." His teachings underscore the necessity of clearly understanding your own core values, personal boundaries, and emotional strengths to effectively navigate complex interpersonal dynamics. By knowing yourself deeply, you equip yourself with the clarity needed to discern underlying motives and hidden agendas in others' actions, protecting yourself from subtle forms of manipulation. Recognizing manipulation involves being attuned to various subtle yet prevalent behavioral patterns, such as guilt-tripping, excessive flattery designed to lower your defenses, emotional pressure that seeks compliance, or strategic attempts to provoke insecurity, self-doubt, or confusion. Manipulation often operates beneath the surface, making it crucial to maintain vigilance without becoming excessively cynical or distrusting. Protecting yourself from manipulation doesn't mean closing yourself off or approaching every interaction with suspicion. Rather, it calls for cultivating a clear, rational, and discerning mindset rooted in Stoic wisdom and emotional intelligence. This balanced approach allows you to engage openly and authentically with others while confidently safeguarding your emotional integrity and personal autonomy, ensuring relationships remain healthy, respectful, and mutually supportive. When you sense manipulation or notice that something feels off in an interaction, pause deliberately to reflect and carefully evaluate the situation objectively. Give yourself the mental space needed to clearly discern what's happening beneath the surface. Ask insightful questions such as, "Are their intentions genuine or primarily self-serving?" Or, Could there be an underlying motive aimed at controlling or influencing me unfairly? Consider not just their words, but also their tone, body language, and overall consistency between their actions and stated intentions. Trust your instincts and intuition, those subtle internal signals that often detect inconsistencies or hidden agendas, but also balance them with a thoughtful, rational analysis to avoid premature conclusions or misunderstandings. By doing this, you empower yourself to respond in a measured, appropriate manner, rather than react impulsively or emotionally. Acting with this blend of emotional intelligence, rational clarity, and stoic wisdom ensures you maintain your emotional integrity, uphold your personal boundaries, and effectively protect yourself from being unduly influenced or exploited. Importantly, this approach also preserves your compassion and openness, allowing genuine connections and relationships to flourish while shielding you from harm. Chapter 14. Cultivating patience. Patience, as the Stoics taught, is an essential foundation for healthy and fulfilling interactions with others. Marcus Aurelius advised, "Be tolerant with others and strict with yourself," highlighting the importance of exercising patience, tolerance, and compassion towards those around us while maintaining rigorous self-discipline and high standards of self-control. Patience represents a powerful display of emotional strength and maturity, significantly decreasing the likelihood of conflict, misunderstanding, and unnecessary friction in relationships. It reflects a deep inner resilience, enabling you to remain composed and grounded even when circumstances test your resolve. When confronted with delays, disappointments, shortcomings, or differences in opinion, consciously practice patience by reminding yourself of the shared humanity and universal imperfections inherent in all people, including yourself. Remember that impatience often stems from unrealistic expectations, an overly idealistic outlook, or an unconscious desire to control outcomes beyond your immediate influence. Recognize these impulses and gently redirect your thoughts toward acceptance and understanding. By consciously embracing patience, you actively choose to accept reality as it naturally unfolds, rather than resisting it. This choice fosters a positive and harmonious environment, allowing interactions and relationships to develop naturally and authentically. Practicing patience cultivates an atmosphere of trust, empathy, and mutual respect, significantly enhancing your ability to maintain clarity, composure, and emotional stability, even in challenging or stressful situations. Patience enables you to resist the temptation of reacting impulsively, allowing you instead to respond thoughtfully and constructively. By stepping back from immediate reactions, you create valuable space for self-reflection, growth, and genuine communication, both for yourself and others involved. It allows for deeper contemplation and thoughtful consideration of the underlying factors driving behaviors and reactions, fostering more meaningful interactions. Patience significantly expands your capacity for empathy, as it grants you the emotional bandwidth to fully understand and appreciate others' perspectives, feelings, and experiences. By exercising patience, you communicate genuine care and respect, effectively reducing defensive or adversarial dynamics and opening pathways for genuine dialogue and collaboration. This deeper understanding strengthens your interpersonal connections, making your relationships more resilient, authentic, and rewarding. Ultimately, recognizing and fully appreciating the profound value of patience positions you to handle life's inevitable ups and downs with greater ease, maturity, and grace. It equips you to develop stronger, healthier relationships and nurtures a more peaceful, balanced, and fulfilling outlook on life, significantly contributing to your emotional well-being and overall happiness. Whenever impatience begins to surface, intentionally pause, breathe deeply, ground yourself in the present moment, and gently remind yourself, "Patience strengthens my character, deepens my connections, and enriches my life." Chapter 15. Communicating clearly. Clear communication is paramount in Stoicism, as it greatly promotes mutual understanding, fosters respect, and significantly reduces potential conflicts and misunderstandings. Seneca insightfully observed, "Speech is the mirror of the mind," underscoring that our words reflect our inner thoughts, values, and intentions with remarkable clarity. When you communicate clearly, honestly, and directly, you ensure that your true intentions, feelings, and expectations are accurately conveyed and thoroughly understood by others, thereby minimizing opportunities for misinterpretation, confusion, or unintended offense. Avoid relying on assumptions, indirect language, vague statements, or hints that can unintentionally mislead or obscure your intended message. Such unclear communication often leads to unnecessary friction, hurt feelings, or avoidable misunderstandings. Instead, make a conscious, intentional effort to articulate your thoughts and feelings straightforwardly, transparently, and thoughtfully, balancing clarity with compassion, sensitivity, and consideration for the listener's perspective. Clearly expressing yourself does not imply harshness, bluntness, or disregard for others' feelings. Rather, it emphasizes the importance of honesty, coupled with empathy, ensuring that your message respects and validates the listener's emotions and perspectives. When you speak with genuine clarity and kindness, you create an environment where others feel genuinely valued, deeply respected, clearly understood, and emotionally safe. Such openness invites others to lower their defenses and engage authentically, fostering mutual trust, sincere and meaningful dialogue, and collaborative problem-solving. This dynamic promotes a sense of emotional security, empowering everyone involved to openly express their thoughts, concerns, and ideas without fear of judgment or misunderstanding. Over time, clear and compassionate communication strengthens interpersonal bonds, laying a robust foundation for healthier, more harmonious, deeply satisfying, and fulfilling relationships. Practicing mindful communication, guided by Stoic principles, significantly enhances your emotional resilience and interpersonal effectiveness. This approach equips you to handle difficult conversations with grace and composure, reducing conflicts and misunderstandings. Mindful communication encourages active listening, empathy, and thoughtful response, enabling you to build stronger, more enduring relationships built on mutual understanding and respect. Ultimately, this disciplined practice not only enriches your daily interactions, but also contributes profoundly to your overall sense of well-being, happiness, and fulfillment in life. Before speaking, pause briefly and consciously reflect, asking yourself, "Is my message clear, respectful, compassionate, and authentic? Will it positively contribute to this interaction, or potentially cause misunderstanding or hurt feelings?" Reflecting on what you plan to say before you speak significantly enhances your clarity, coherence, and confidence. Before initiating conversation or sharing an idea, story, or explanation, take a moment to mentally structure your thoughts, clearly identifying the beginning, middle, and end points you aim to communicate. This preparation allows you to guide your listener through your message smoothly and effectively, ensuring they remain engaged and can easily follow your train of thought without confusion or distraction. Such intentional clarity not only improves understanding, but also establishes your credibility and thoughtfulness, and naturally makes people gain respect for your conviction in your speech. Deliberate reflection enables you to manage pauses strategically rather than unintentionally, transforming them from potential distractions into powerful rhetorical tools. When thoughtfully placed, pauses can emphasize critical points, underscore the significance of key ideas, or create an engaging sense of suspense that captivates your listener. A well-placed pause allows your audience to digest important information, reflect deeply on what has been said, and actively anticipate your next point. This careful pacing reinforces your message, increases its memorability, and ensures your listener remains attentive and engaged throughout the conversation. By consciously managing your pauses, you strengthen your narrative flow and create a rhythm that maintains listener interest and promotes clearer understanding. Avoiding frequent, uncertain, or unintended pauses is equally important, as such pauses can unintentionally signal confusion, lack of confidence, or inadequate preparation, undermining the strength and persuasiveness of your message. Mindful reflection before speaking allows you to organize your thoughts comprehensively, ensuring you articulate each point clearly and effectively. By planning your communication with intentionality, you significantly reduce the risk of stumbling over words or losing your train of thought, which enhances your perceived credibility, confidence, and authority. This preparation also equips you to anticipate questions or reactions from your listeners, enabling you to respond thoughtfully and adeptly. Taking this moment for mindful reflection further ensures that your dialogue remains constructive, supportive, and aligned with your overall communication goals. It helps you clearly assess your intentions and the potential emotional impact of your words, enabling you to adjust your message accordingly. By consciously considering how your words may be received, you cultivate greater emotional intelligence and demonstrate genuine empathy towards your listeners. Such intentional mindfulness significantly reduces misunderstandings, builds deeper levels of trust, and fosters stronger, healthier, and more meaningful relationships over time. This practice of reflection not only improves the immediate effectiveness of your communication, but also contributes to your long-term personal and professional growth. Chapter 16, Developing Humility. Humility, a core Stoic virtue, fosters harmonious relationships, deepens connections, and drives personal growth by promoting genuine openness and receptivity. Epictetus encouraged humility by reminding us, "It is impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows," highlighting the importance of keeping an open mind and continuously seeking knowledge. True humility empowers you to acknowledge your limitations, recognize the value in others' perspectives, and remain open to continuous learning, growth, and self-improvement, even when it challenges your pre-existing beliefs or ideas. This willingness to learn creates an environment in which mutual respect and understanding naturally flourish. Ego is often your greatest enemy, acting as a persistent barrier to genuine growth, self-awareness, and meaningful connections. When your ego dominates, it distorts your self-perception, blinding you to your shortcomings and inflating your sense of importance. It prevents you from acknowledging your flaws, accepting constructive criticism gracefully, and learning valuable lessons from your mistakes. Rather than seeking genuine truth and continuous improvement, the ego relentlessly demands validation, recognition, and control, creating a toxic cycle of defensiveness, stagnation, and isolation that severely limits your personal and relational potential. To overcome these destructive tendencies, consciously drop your ego by embracing vulnerability, openness, and genuine humility. Dropping your ego is deeply liberating, freeing you from the exhausting and ultimately futile need to constantly prove your worth or defend an inflated image of yourself. Releasing ego-driven desires and insecurities opens up a vast space for authenticity, self-acceptance, and genuine connections to flourish. Without the heavy constraints of ego, you become more approachable, genuine, and empathetic, positioning yourself to learn more effectively from others. Acknowledge your imperfections honestly, and embrace life's inevitable challenges with courage, curiosity, and a sincere growth mindset rather than fear or defensiveness. This humility significantly enhances your emotional well-being, inner peace, and ability to build deep, lasting relationships. When you consciously drop your ego, you unlock profound opportunities for deeper understanding, compassion, and wisdom. Letting go of ego-driven impulses allows you to perceive yourself clearly, accept yourself fully without judgment or shame, and authentically appreciate others without hidden agendas or self-serving motives. You become less reactive, more thoughtful, and significantly more resilient, better equipped to navigate life's complexities with clarity, composure, and grace. Regularly practicing ego awareness and intentionally choosing humility fosters genuine personal growth and enables you to build and sustain relationships that are deeply rooted in mutual respect, genuine authenticity, and lasting trust. Practicing humility enables you to listen actively and openly, free from defensive barriers or preconceived judgments. By engaging fully and attentively, you create an environment where others feel genuinely heard and understood, fostering trust and emotional safety. Humility encourages genuine curiosity about the experiences and perspectives of others, prompting deeper empathy and facilitating meaningful, heartfelt dialogue. This active listening allows you to discover new insights and broaden your own perspectives, enriching your relationships and personal growth. Humility also prepares you to embrace constructive criticism gracefully, seeing feedback as a valuable tool rather than a personal attack. Recognizing your own fallibility and willingness to learn encourages continuous improvement and adaptability. By openly admitting mistakes and demonstrating a readiness to grow from them, you foster an atmosphere of authenticity and mutual respect, strengthening the bonds within your relationships and teams. Humility empowers you to authentically appreciate and celebrate the strengths, accomplishments, and contributions of others without envy, jealousy, or resentment. This genuine acknowledgement not only enhances your relationships, but also cultivates a positive, collaborative environment where everyone feels valued, inspired, and motivated to give their best efforts. By recognizing others' successes openly, you promote collective growth and cooperation rather than competition. Humility allows you to clearly recognize and appreciate your own strengths without arrogance, balancing confidence with self-awareness. You become approachable and trustworthy, inviting genuine connections built upon mutual respect and admiration. Humility doesn't diminish your influence, rather, it amplifies your credibility and fosters genuine respect from others. Ultimately, practicing humility lays a strong foundation for enduring personal strength, authentic influence, and relational harmony, enriching both your personal and professional life profoundly. Chapter 17: Dealing with Envy and Competition. Stoicism guides you to manage envy and unhealthy competition constructively by cultivating a mindset rooted in self-awareness, gratitude, and cooperation. Marcus Aurelius wisely reminded us, "Don't set your mind on things you don't possess as if they were yours," encouraging a perspective that avoids the emotional traps of jealousy and resentment. Instead of constantly measuring yourself against others, dedicate your attention and energy to your personal growth and self-improvement, embracing each individual's journey as uniquely valuable and distinct from your own. Recognize that comparing yourself negatively to others creates unnecessary stress, draining your emotional energy, diminishing your self-esteem, and ultimately detracting from your potential for genuine satisfaction, inner peace, and meaningful progress. Approach others' successes as opportunities for genuine celebration and collaboration, rather than perceiving them as threats or triggers for envy. Cultivating a sincere appreciation for the achievements and milestones of those around you fosters a mindset of abundance, generosity, and shared advancement. When you genuinely rejoice in the successes of others, you reduce envy's negative emotional impact and create an environment of mutual encouragement. Embracing this perspective allows you to draw inspiration from others' accomplishments, fueling your own ambition, determination, and enthusiasm in constructive and empowering ways. This mindset shifts interpersonal dynamics from competitive tension to cooperative collaboration, building relationships that are grounded in mutual respect, admiration, and genuine camaraderie. Regularly reflecting on your unique talents, skills, achievements, and opportunities actively nurtures gratitude, significantly diminishing envy's allure. Gratitude helps anchor your self-esteem internally, allowing you to fully appreciate and value your own capabilities without depending on external validation or comparing yourself to others. By consciously directing your thoughts away from envy and toward recognizing your individual worth, you foster greater emotional resilience and deeper satisfaction with your own life path. Gratitude encourages you to perceive life's blessings clearly, fostering contentment and self-assurance, and enhancing your overall sense of inner peace. Gratitude practice promotes emotional stability and personal growth, equipping you to navigate life's challenges with greater composure and wisdom. As you consistently focus on your strengths and opportunities, you build a robust emotional foundation that shields you from the disruptive power of envy. Over time, this mindful approach transforms your interactions and relationships, guiding you toward richer contentment, heightened emotional intelligence, and profound personal growth. By continuously reinforcing a gratitude-driven mindset, you cultivate enduring inner harmony and an optimistic outlook that positively influences every aspect of your life. When envy arises, consciously redirect your thoughts toward gratitude for your own unique talents, skills, achievements, and opportunities. Take a deliberate moment to reflect on what you possess and what you have accomplished, recognizing that your path is distinct and valuable. Remind yourself that each person has their own strengths and challenges, and focusing positively on your individual journey will help you appreciate your personal progress and reduce feelings of inadequacy. By regularly practicing gratitude in these moments, you cultivate a healthier, more balanced perspective, strengthening your self-esteem and diminishing the power of envy in your life. Chapter 18. Handling betrayal and trust issues. Trust is essential, yet betrayal is inevitably encountered in human interactions. Stoicism teaches resilience primarily through emotional independence, emphasizing the importance of maintaining inner stability regardless of others' actions. Seneca wisely counseled, "Trusting everyone is as foolish as trusting no one," highlighting the necessity of balance, careful judgment, and discernment in our interpersonal relationships. Blind trust can lead to frequent disappointments, while complete mistrust prevents genuine connection and growth. Thus, it is essential to carefully assess individuals' behaviors, consistency, reliability, and integrity over extended periods. Pay close attention not just to words, but to actions, as genuine intentions typically manifest in consistent behavior. Building trust gradually, rather than hastily or based on assumptions, allows relationships to deepen authentically and sustainably. Genuine trust emerges from shared experiences, tested reliability, and consistent demonstrations of integrity, rather than from idealized expectations or hopeful projections. By observing and reflecting on these behaviors over time, you cultivate deeper connections rooted in realism and mutual respect. However, even with such careful discernment, betrayals and breaches of trust can and do still occur, as human relationships inherently carry risks. Human nature itself is imperfect and complex, meaning disappointment or emotional pain remains an ever-present possibility. Stoicism guides you toward openly acknowledging this reality, preparing you to face disappointments and betrayals without allowing bitterness or cynicism to dominate your emotional landscape. Rather than viewing these painful experiences as personal defeats, Stoicism encourages you to perceive each betrayal as an opportunity, albeit challenging, to deepen your understanding of human behavior and enhance your own emotional resilience and wisdom. When faced with betrayal, Stoicism emphasizes the importance of fully recognizing and processing your emotional response rather than suppressing or ignoring it. Accepting your feelings honestly, without shame or judgment, helps you to manage them effectively and prevents them from festering into long-term emotional wounds. This acknowledgement of pain does not mean surrendering control or allowing yourself to be consumed by negative emotions. Instead, it serves as a critical step toward emotional clarity and eventual healing. By consciously choosing to respond constructively rather than reactively, you reclaim emotional independence and inner strength. Use these experiences of betrayal constructively by actively extracting valuable insights and lessons from them. Reflect on what the situation reveals about trust, boundaries, communication, and your own emotional triggers or vulnerabilities. By approaching betrayal as a learning experience, you not only gain deeper self-awareness and emotional maturity, but also become better equipped to navigate future relationships with greater wisdom and clarity. Maintaining this balanced Stoic approach allows you to remain open-hearted and trusting, while simultaneously protecting yourself with informed discernment, emotional independence, and resilient inner peace, ultimately enabling you to build healthier and more fulfilling relationships. When trust is broken, acknowledge your hurt, learn from the experience, and consciously choose emotional independence rather than lingering bitterness. Chapter 19: Choosing Your Circle Wisely. The Stoics emphasized the importance of carefully and intentionally selecting your social circle, recognizing that the company you keep profoundly influences your character, emotions, and overall well-being. Epictetus advised wisely, "The key is to keep company only with people who uplift you," underscoring the critical importance of surrounding yourself with individuals who embody and reflect your core values, actively encourage your personal growth, and genuinely support mutual emotional and moral well-being. These positive relationships inspire continuous improvement, resilience, and a healthier outlook on life. Conversely, relationships characterized by persistent negativity, frequent conflicts, or consistent emotional drain can significantly undermine your integrity, inner peace, and potential for meaningful personal growth. These interactions, while often subtle at first, can gradually erode your confidence, distort your perceptions, and create an ongoing sense of anxiety or self-doubt. Over time, the emotional toll from such relationships not only hampers your emotional well-being, but can also severely restrict your ability to pursue and achieve meaningful goals, dreams, and aspirations. Therefore, it becomes essential to regularly reflect on and thoroughly assess the nature of your relationships, exercising mindful vigilance to identify connections that consistently trigger negative patterns in your emotional state or undermine your sense of self-worth and stability. Consider carefully not only how these interactions make you feel in the moment, but also their long-term influence on your overall well-being and personal growth. When you find that certain relationships repeatedly leave you drained, anxious, or diminished, rather than empowered and supported, it's important to acknowledge these signals openly and honestly with yourself. Recognizing clearly when a relationship becomes more harmful than beneficial is a critical step toward emotional health. It allows you to thoughtfully establish clearer boundaries, communicate your needs more explicitly, or even create distance when necessary. Prioritizing your emotional and psychological well-being does not imply selfishness or insensitivity. Rather, it represents an essential form of self-care. Protecting your emotional health ensures your continued ability to thrive, to contribute positively to those around you, and to remain focused and resilient in both personal and professional arenas. Actively cultivating a social circle that genuinely aligns with your core values, positive aspirations, and overall emotional and moral well-being empowers you immensely. Surround yourself intentionally with individuals who inspire and uplift you, who support your ambitions and celebrate your successes authentically, and who provide constructive feedback with compassion. This intentional selection creates a nurturing and energizing environment that propels you consistently towards sustained personal growth, greater emotional resilience, and deeper life fulfillment. By making deliberate choices about whom you invest your energy and time in, you reinforce your capacity to navigate life's inevitable challenges and setbacks with enhanced clarity, inner strength, and purpose. Regularly assess your relationships, asking yourself, "Does this person inspire and elevate me or consistently hold me back?" Chapter 20. Practicing Daily Stoic Reflection. Daily reflection is crucial in maintaining stoic clarity and wisdom, serving as an invaluable practice to cultivate deeper self-awareness, emotional intelligence, and personal growth. Marcus Aurelius famously maintained nightly reflections in his journal, carefully evaluating his daily interactions, emotional responses, and personal decisions. By consistently assessing his own behavior and reactions, he ensured continuous self-improvement and greater alignment with Stoic principles. Adopting a similar practice significantly enhances your ability to recognize recurring patterns in your interactions, identify specific areas where improvement is needed, and appreciate your personal strengths and virtues with greater clarity and confidence. Daily reflection is a powerful tool that sharpens your awareness of how your emotional responses, choices, and decisions directly impact others, enabling you to consciously and proactively refine your approach to relationships and communication. This practice provides ongoing feedback, allowing you to promptly recognize and correct unproductive behaviors or emotional reactions, thus fostering consistently healthier and more positive interactions. Over time, this disciplined habit of reflection profoundly enhances your interpersonal effectiveness, emotional resilience, and overall capacity for thoughtful, empathetic communication. By regularly assessing your behavior, emotional state, and interactions with others, you steadily increase your self-awareness, cultivating deeper emotional intelligence and stronger personal insight. The consistent practice of self-reflection ensures continuous growth as you gain the ability to thoughtfully anticipate potential emotional triggers or challenging scenarios, preparing you to respond constructively and calmly rather than reactively or impulsively. To maximize the benefits of this reflective practice, approach it with honesty, openness, and genuine curiosity each evening. Ask yourself insightful and critical questions that guide meaningful introspection, such as, "Did I respond with patience, compassion, and empathy today? Which interactions specifically challenged my stoic values, and why did they affect me the way they did? How might I handle similar situations more constructively in the future?" Regularly engaging in this thoughtful process not only helps you develop lasting habits of mindfulness and emotional clarity, but also strengthens your sense of personal responsibility and accountability. Ultimately, this reflective discipline significantly elevates your ability to manage relationships effectively, communicate harmoniously, and maintain emotional balance in every area of your life. End each day reflecting briefly on your interactions, noting where you succeeded, where you struggled, and setting intentions for the next day's interactions. This discipline fosters steady personal growth, deeper understanding, and greater peace in your relationships.